New Jersey votes on whether to re-elect Democrat Bob Menendez to the U.S. Senate this November. The Cuban-American incumbent has been in Congress for 19 years and is facing a challenge from State Senator Joe Carrillos. As Nancy Solomon of New Jersey Public Radio reports, the mostly unknown Republican challenger has one ace in the hole. He's a close friend of Governor Christie.
Bob Menendez has got more money and more name recognition than Joe Carrillos. But still, Menendez is hitting the campaign trail pretty hard.
Yes. CWA Local 1081 is in the house.
Yay.
IBEW Local 94 is in the house.
At a union hall in Maplewood on a recent Saturday, old guard tradespeople stand shoulder to shoulder with the new face of unions.
Union City Crossing Guards are here today. Members from Pueblo Supermarket, represented by Local 108.
Menendez is in the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, pro-environment, pro-same-sex marriage. He favors lower taxes for the middle class and higher taxes for the wealthy, popular themes with this crowd.
And we're not letting Romney and Ryan and my opponent privatize Medicare, privatize Social Security, and put all of those seniors at risk and all of those who are looking towards retirement in the future.
The fiery speech is a departure from the Menendez of old, a bespectacled thinker who has been better known as a policy wonk, until now.
But I don't know about you, when I leave here now and I want to move forward, I put my car into D for Democrats and I drive into the future. If I want to go backwards, I put my car into R for Romney, Ryan, and Republicans, and I go way backwards. I don't want to go backwards, I want to go forward.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. I'm Christine Hanlon, and I'm honored to serve as the statewide chair for the Women for Carrillos Coalition.
A few miles away and days later, it's a very different scene on the campaign trail with Joe Carrillos. He works the mild-mannered crowd and receives a hearty endorsement from former Governor Christine Todd Whitman.
He's someone who has shown what he wants to do is get solutions to issues. Is he a Republican? Yes. But does that mean he only adheres to a Republican ideology? No.
In the past year, Carrillos voted for expansion of charter schools. He also voted for pension and benefit cuts to public employees. He's against a millionaire's tax and New Jersey's participation in the regional greenhouse gas limits. Carrillos also voted against same-sex marriage. At campaign appearances, though, he sticks to broad themes.
We've got 23 million Americans out of work or underemployed. We've got massive debt that our children are going to be saddled with, and the guys in Washington just keep doing more of the same.
Carrillos has been in the state legislature since 1988. He's mostly unknown outside his Monmouth County district, and his campaign has struggled to get media attention until last week. Governor Chris Christie made 22 campaign appearances across the nation in September and October before bringing his high wattage attention to the Carrillos campaign with a stop at a Princeton diner.
How are you?
The crowd jostled for handshakes and autographs from Christie, the star of the show, who carefully pulled Carrillos into every posed photo with his fans. But the candidate says he doesn't mind playing second fiddle. In fact, Carrillos says he's grateful for the attention the governor brings him.
And I'm so proud of it. It's part of my title, Carrillos, comma, Christie friend. I love it. It's great. And that's what we're telling everybody all around New Jersey.
The Garden State hasn't sent a Republican to the U.S. Senate since 1972. And the latest poll put Menendez 18 points above Carrillos. But the challenger doesn't need to win to come out ahead. Carrillos is building name recognition and a funding base that will set him up for two statewide seats that will surely open up in the next few years, one held by 88-year-old Senator Frank Lautenberg and the other by a certain governor with national aspirations. For New Jersey Public Radio, I'm Nancy Solomon.